Blog Talk Radio.
Tighten your seatbelts and prepare for landing.
The Jet Flight Sports Arena.
The best hour of sports topics on air.
Ladies and gentlemen, presenting your host, the G6. Yeah!
All right, all right. This is G6 on with Tone, Tar Heel Tone, Panther Tone. You got some injuries, buddy.
What's up?
You got some injuries to account for. Now let's talk about
I got some injuries. First and foremost, I want to give a shout out to LeBron James. He started a school for at-risk youth in Akron, Ohio today. It might have been yesterday. But I just want to give him a shout out, man. He's doing a lot of things people try to sweep under the rug, man. I don't know how this stuff don't make major news, but it is what it is. But getting to the Panthers, man, we took a couple. Cockrell, he ain't never been on the team. He ain't the biggest loss as Darrell Williams. We do got Taylor Moten, though. That's who Gettleman drafted him last year right before he left. He a big boy. So I think we'll be all right.
Okay.
He's going to be missed, man. He is going to be missed, though. We got a second. We got a second year, dude. It just kind of hit our depth up a little bit. Come on, man. I don't know if I see him on because I ain't on the board, but I want to hear about y'all. I want to hear about that. You took plenty of pictures, man. What happened, man?
Hey, yeah, that was my first training camp practice, man, and made it up in New Jersey. It was a great experience, man. A lot of people that I know just from the internet or Facebook or Instagram or whatever, Twitter or whatever, I actually got to meet him in person, man. So it was crazy. Yeah, it was crazy just them just knowing me. You know, we all New York Giants enthusiasts, but it was crazy for them to recognize me in some of the cases, man. You know, most people know me online from the Parse Football, your boy CJ. So, you know, there were people, I got a couple people, you know, that spotted me out. But yeah, I hung out with the team for the most part, man. It was great, man. Got to see some things, man. I think.
Sam, where's Sam? Is Sam staying in New Jersey or New York?
He's staying in Jersey.
Did he take you through the hood? Did he take you to the city?
No, we didn't hang out, man. We met at the practice, man. Cause I had my wife with me, man. So she was already mad that I was leaving.
Did you see anything? How Barkley?
Yeah, I'm gonna be honest. Man, Barkley, man, look good, man. He just got them big calf muscles just like he, like on the picture. Just a little, he got a lot of power and speed, man. He got all the tools. He got all the tools in the toolbox, man. I mean, he got it upstairs. I think he's going to be all right, man. I'm going to tell you who I was impressed with. Lorenzo Carter, man, the third rounder outside linebacker,
out of
man.
Georgia.
That dude is from Georgia. That dude. Man.
That was a good pick. That's a linebacker, right?
Yep. Man, this could be the best linebacker core that we've had. Probably, I'll say it's been it's been over a decade. Since Antonio Pierce was here, man, this is probably the best linebacker core that has the most promise in a long time, man.
He's like a day one starter.
Nah, I think what they're going to do, man, is I can't say that. We just got to see what preseason brings. But if I was a betting man, I would say that they're most likely going to start OV, which is Olivier Vernon, and they're probably going to start Connor Barwin or Kareem Martin, which is, he's a lesser name, but he comes from Arizona scheme. And they may try to implement Carter in as the season go on. He's going to be the starter.
Okay.
But I don't know. You know, hey, he might show out in preseason, and he may be the starter, but it's one of those type deals, Tone. You know?
I feel you. But you think he got a
chance? Yeah. He got a chance. He looked good. Let me see who else looked good. I'm going to tell you who else looked good. Lattimore from the Broncos wide receiver. I think he's 6'3", 200-something pounds. He looked good. He was a second round pick, I think, for the Broncos. First or second round pick. Pretty much a bust up until now. But they said, man, you know, he didn't really get an opportunity in Denver because of you know, the two wide, Emmanuel Sanders and the other guy.
Yeah,
he really ain't get a good shot to start over there, man. So he'll have an opportunity with us to at least be the second receiver, and there's nobody in that slot, so hey, the opportunity's there, man. But yeah, I've seen a couple things, man. Webb looked good, the backup quarterback. Obviously, his arm is stronger than Eli's. To me, I thought Eli hesitated in practice like he's been doing the last few years. Look a little shell shocked in the drills, like he didn't know where he wanted to go with the ball. Webb looked a little bit more precise and you know, decisive with the ball. He knew where he wanted to go with the ball. You know, he made the open reads. Eli just kind of held it a little long, you know, kind of was unsure. So I don't know how that's going to play out, man. I don't know how that's going to play out, but that's what I saw, you know, the little bit of time I was up there, man. We went there. Practice was only 2 hours. And traffic getting over there was, man, dude, the Holland Tunnel traffic.
They don't go up state or nothing. They practice at their own stadium.
Yep, we got our own practice facility, man.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
So they built a practice facility when they did MetLife.
Exactly. Yep. They stopped going
about it. I got
man,
you.
And, the Jets don't be there, obviously. The Jets don't have a practice facility on site. The Giants only one got one on site and or whatever like that, man. They got an indoor and outdoor. But it's a beautiful facility, man. It's right beside the stadium.
Well, I ain't seen the practice facility. You know, I've been to MetLife. I liked it. Hey, man, staying on football. I'm staying on football, but I'm telling you something a little bit.
Okay.
Man, now the diehard football fans, I think, you know, they're going to be there. I think the NFL is going to take a little hit this year, man, as far as ratings,
well,
people watching. That's just my opinion. I ain't going off of nothing. It's just more of a feeling than anything. A lot of people don't like how stuff going, man. Now, I think it's going to be more minority. You know, white people probably don't really care as much. But I think it's gonna take a little hit with the minorities this year. That's just my opinion. I don't really got no data to go off of that. But I do think the NFL take a little hit rating wise this year.
It may take a little hit, but you know, at the end of the day, man, we got a lit up board too, Tone. We got probably about 6-7 people on, man. But we're gonna go ahead and get to it. But let me say this.
So I can't see nothing.
That's cool, but let me say this before we bring on Jason first. Look, let me say this. He came in first. But look, as far as that go, I'm gonna tell you the truth. You know where I stand personally on political things. I just don't see the reason to boycott anything this year. And the reason I say that, that's not the way to. I think the message has been lost. I'm gonna say that as far as any kind of kneeling or whatever. I think the message has been lost. To where it needs the message needs to change now. It needs to go to another platform to where it can reach. It can do more. It can do more than just kneeling and all that good stuff. The media has
right.
gotten away from showing that kind of stuff. If you decide
right.
to watch,
that's
watch
what
football,
I'm saying. What I'm saying is going off on a mission. When I say that, it ain't. It's not.
Right.
I don't think they're gonna lose the diehard fan. I think they're just gonna lose the common
right.
fan, the guy that got to root for a player or. You know what I'm saying? Just
right.
that common fan. I don't think that common fan is going to be as interested as when this stuff started. But I think the NFL is going to – I already heard they're taking back their stance on some of that protest and stuff. But I don't want to
right.
– I'm not trying to get political about it. I'm just saying it's just I got
right,
this
right.
feeling that a lot of people are getting real – a lot of people not feeling NFL. Not the diehard fan. I feel the same. You know what I'm saying? I love football. I always have.
I say it like
this. But I'm talking about that common fan. I think they're going to lose some common fans this year.
I put it like this, man. Hey, you want to take yourself out of that entertainment? So be it. More power to you, but guess where I'm going to be at on Sunday? with my popcorn ready, watching the game. So, hey, I
you already know that.
This point, I see people on Facebook, oh, man, I ain't watching this year. Hey, do you? But what you doing that for is really has lost his luster, and it really don't what it don't even make no sense to even think that kind of way anymore. We done moved on, for, at least me, I done moved on from the whole message from the NFL. Now it's time to do something outside the NFL where to have a real impact. But man, let's bring on Jason, man. Hold on. Let's bring on Jason. Jason, what's going on, man?
What's going on?
What's up, man? Not much, man.
Yeah, hey, I'm still white, but I'm pretty angry right now because I saw a really disturbing photo. But before I get into that photo, I want to give a big shout out to my dude, Asim. Asim, man, thank you so much for giving me some insights what was going on at camp with my dude Avery Moss. If you're out there, Asim, big shout out, man. I can't wait to kick it with you. Charles, dude, why don't you just go jump on the other side taking pictures with Donald Trump in New York City? Really, dude? Really? And Tony, you've been harassing me since I've been knowing you about all this Arizona stuff when your road dog, your partner in crime, is taking pictures with Trump in New York City.
I said I was appalled, man.
Dude, I saw that. If I could like that comment 10 times, I would like it 10 times. All right. So, Charles, I knew going into today, you know, you would be given a positive spin on pretty much your experience and what you saw at training camp.
Right.
But what I heard and what I was reading from Jordan Renan and that other guy, the offense looks very, very suspect right now. The offensive line, Eli looks crusty. It's pretty much the concern of training camp right now, and I really wish you would have made reference to that. That, you know, I mean, I know you were there, but I was following you there, and I was also following the sports beat writers that were there too, given
right.
their, you know, insight on that. So what is your take on that as far as the offensive line and Eli Manning in general? Now, we all saw OBJ, Sterling, Evan, and Saquon Ripp, but the offensive line looked really suspect, couldn't hold, and Eli looked rusty. So what do you think, Charles? Let me hear it.
Well, it's like I said, I don't know if you heard me, Jason. I don't know if you're at the gym or working or whatever, but I did say I thought Eli – personally, I thought Webb looked better than Eli. Asim is on. He's on hold. He's up next. He's going to tell you the same thing. That's how I felt. We were sitting there talking about
yeah.
it. To me, Eli just looked like he was just his read. You know, he got sacked a couple times, which is just – they just touch you. But
And intercepted, dude. Don't forget intercepted.
Well, I didn't see that. I'm just telling you, I didn't see that part. But I'm just telling you, what I saw – he looked a little hesitant on his reads and where he wanted to go with the ball. I thought Webb looked a little bit more decisive, had a little bit more zip
yeah.
on the ball, knew where he wanted to go. He just looked a lot. He didn't look as comfortable in the pocket as Eli, but and I said
yeah.
that to him as well. But he just looked like that. He just looked more. Hey, I know where I'm going. I made my read. I'm making the throw. Where Eli was kind of like hesitating, pump faking, and stuff like that, and looking like he really didn't know exactly where he wanted to go with the ball. Now, I will say this. As far as the O-line go, you know, it's going to have some ups and downs right now. And I'm going to say this.
Right.
That defense, oh, my God. That defense is going to be hell on wheels. The front seven of that defense is going to be crazy. It's going to be crazy.
Yeah. All right.
They're going to be bringing
All right.
pain. They're going to be bringing it, man. Lorenzo Carter, oh, my goodness, man. Oh, my goodness. Once he gets a little polish, he's going to be a special player for us. So they're giving him fits right now. But every training camp's like that. The defense always
I agree.
Everyone.
Hey, I just,
so we'll see.
Charles, let me just say just a quick couple things. You mentioned that Connor Barwin's going to be a starter. I see him more as a situational type guy, a third down. I don't see him as a four down starter. That's just one thing
okay.
I just wanted to say. Number two, I saw that interview with LeBron James and my dude Don Lemon. you know what, dude? It doesn't matter what your race is, what your creed is, anything, what your orientation.
Right.
It just makes you feel good as a human being. And I just want to say that, dude.
Mm-hmm.
It just makes you feel good as a human being. And that's it. That's all I want to say. I appreciate you bringing me on first. I can't wait to hear from King of Sim. Yeah.
Hey, you got to rag Cone a little bit, man. They lost two players over the last few days, man. You got to give him a little bit.
I already know, dude.
We lost him. Yeah. That Cockrell guy, he didn't even play for it, so that's not as lost as my boy.
Well, he was a Giant last year. He did all right. Yeah, he did all right.
He did all right.
He wasn't on our team last year, so it ain't as big as loss as that guy. He made second team All-Pro last year.
Hey, Tony Bologna was starting even in the offseason about we going to get injuries, and sure as crap, we lost our first player. So I really don't want to start like going tit for tat with the injury stuff. I'd rather just keep that quiet.
I know, right?
Hey, Tony talked it up, man. You know what I'm saying? But, hey, Jason, hold on. We're going to come back around on you if you hang out with us.
But, hey, Charles, before you go to a scene, let me just say this about training camp. Because I've been to a few Panthers training camps. Now, this is my opinion. Man, I don't ever get nothing out of it. I've been to padded practices. I've been to full contact practices. I just don't – I don't get a lot – I don't see a lot that I'm saying, ooh, he going to be – I've seen a few things. Now, I did – did we go last year? I'm trying to think. Did I see McCaffrey as a rookie at camp? No, I didn't. I don't think I went to camp last year. But I don't ever really get a lot out of camp, man. It seems like it's more getting in shape to me. You know, maybe they learn, you know, they have some drill. They doing more drill. I guess it depends on what part of practice you go to, too. I just wanted to say that. I don't know
well,
get a lot out of going to them practice myself.
I was going to say that, man. We did go to, that was a padded practice. So.
Right. The padded practice is all different. They step it up a little bit. It's a little bit more energy. I will say that.
Yeah, it was, and they saying, man, now I will say this before I go to Sim. Eric Flowers has digressed. As camp gets faster and the pace gets faster, Eric Flowers is looking a little shaky as the camp pace picks up. So that's not a good sign at right tackle. I did hear that. I am hearing that.
I know y'all keeping that in mind too, Charles. You are Sherman for the kind of offense he run. I'm pretty sure it's not going to be a milquetoast offense. So.
Right.
I think they got a lot to grasp. That's just me from the outside looking in. It is under the first year.
I agree with that.
You know, a lot of offenses on the first year offenses kind of get off to a little slow start. So, you know,
they do.
That's just
they
my
do.
Opinion. I hadn't seen y'all practices, but for Pat Sherman to do what he's done with quarterbacks, it can't be I don't know the word. It ain't easy. It's probably not easy to grasp. You're not going to grasp it the first few practices, basically.
Sounds like you've been watching our practices, man, on the super tip. That's
just for the Pat challenge. Sherman. I just told a little bit about Pat Sherman.
Nah.
I mean, it just seemed like that'd be common sense, you know. It's really
I'm just messing
sense.
With you, man. Either way, we whooping your ass October 7th. Sam,
hey,
what's up, man?
I can't wait to see you guys. I can't wait to see y'all, baby. It's getting closer. It's definitely getting closer, Sam.
Now, Sam, hey, what's
man.
Up?
What's going on, Jeff? What's going on, Jason? You know what I'm saying? Yo, it was a blast, man. I didn't really get a chance to cut up, you know, with Charles the way that I wanted to.
Don't be had his wife with him, Sam. You couldn't.
Listen, man, I know.
He had a leash on him, man.
I know what the deal is, Steve. I ain't going to have that problem because when I roll through, I'm rolling through solo like the cup.
That's what
hey,
I'm talking
gonna,
about.
It's going to be on, man.
Hey,
it's going to be
on.
Jason's going to be down.
You plan on being here? Sandy, you plan on being here that Friday?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I got to clear the calendar. We going to – Charles, mount up, baby. We going out.
I'm definitely
going
to come
we
on
going downtown. We
on that Friday.
Charles, we taking them to downtown. What's the place called downtown? I can't even think of it.
Epicenter.
Yeah, we're going to take
center.
The epicenter, man.
Yeah,
I want to
take it. Jason, I Jason to coming in earlier. Friday morning too, man.
Yeah, I wanted to come
well,
in earlier.
We're all going out.
But I have
I'm
to.
Get, I'm going to get a special outfit for you guys. Yeah, I'm coming, man. I'm coming. The way I set up the phone, I'm coming. I'm gonna come sometime. Probably either late Friday morning, early Friday afternoon. I'm staying the weekend. I'm going back home, and then I got my last 2 weeks of vacation. Then I'm taking back-to-back weeks, and I'm driving down. I'm driving down with the missus.
Driving. Okay, I got.
I'm driving down. I'm driving down to Atlanta with the missus. She's going to visit some of her friends, and then we're gonna. We're trying to see if we could do the Monday night game against the Falcons on the 22nd. So that's
October?
What I'm definitely trying to do. Yeah, October 22nd.
Oh, okay.
We got a big month.
That's going to be a big month, ain't it?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
I ain't mad at you.
Yeah, but no, but camp was, you know, the camp practice was pretty good. You know, pretty much seeing everything that Charles was saying. Eli still look a little shell shocked. I think he has to get into like game situations behind that offensive line to see that they're improved in most of the spots and not a little shaky. You know, Webb still got the best arm. He's a lot more decisive. It's just for him, he's lacking the experience of being a quarterback and seeing multiple defenses. Now, the only thing I will say that's good for him is going up against that veteran defense in practice every day in the camp, he's going to learn a lot real quick because that dude sent all type of exotic looks to you, you know, as a quarterback. So, you know what I'm saying, he'll mess around and have 8-9 guys at the line of scrimmage. You don't know who's coming. He might drop, you know, 7 of those 9. He might bring all 9. You don't know. Like, he's crazy when it comes to the pressures that he sends for. If you can kind of learn and be able to make the correct read going up against his defenses and practice and to translate, we'll know more about the team and where they're headed. The week that they play Detroit in that preseason game, they have a couple of joint practices set up. So you're going to be going up against other players from other teams, your number ones against their number ones. So you're definitely going to get a chance to see who's doing what and how they perform when they do that. But, you know, Jason, I know the offense, yeah, it didn't look too well, but you got to, like, you know, like Charles said, like Tone said, this time of the year, the defense is always ahead of the offense. It just always takes time for some reason with the offense to get clicking. But as long as the line can protect and they can do certain things, yeah, they'll be just fine, man, because they have too many skill positions. You know, I think Flowers probably is going to end up being a liability at right tackle, but at least with Solder at left tackle, you can kind of throw some help his way. Last year, you couldn't help both offensive tackles. Now, if you need to help him, you can just help him because you got somebody that can, for the most part, they can hold up on the other side. So, you know,
yeah, that was a good pickup.
But it's definitely going to be an interesting season. Can't wait to see where it goes from here. And, you know, just know, man, like I was telling Jason and Charles, man, we're coming down to the Queen City, and we're going to paint that city the correct color of blue, not that fugazi blue y'all got going on over here.
Man, y'all tripping. Hey, Charles, y'all kept Fat Nolo as the D coordinator?
No. We got Betcher now, man. He's from Arizona.
Who?
We got Arizona. His name is Betcher. What's the guy that was y'all D coordinator last year?
Will.
That's the coach of the Arizona Cardinals.
Steve Wilkes.
When Wilkes came on, Wilkes tried to retain Betcher, but they had a meeting, and they just felt like the philosophy wasn't going to mesh. So they let him walk. That's why Betcher really wasn't available until I think around combine time, like a little bit after the combine. We started having meetings with teams, but Wilkes wanted them back. They just couldn't figure it out, man. So he's real aggressive, man. Yeah, Spags, man, Spags. I doubt Spags will ever be in the NFL again. I'm gonna be honest with you on that. He's terrible. He was terrible, man. Yeah, but hey, Big O, you there, baby?
Yeah.
What up,
hey, Big O.
What's going on?
Big O, I was talking to Charles before we got on. I said, man, I ain't heard from Big O. I want to send my condolences to you about your dad, man. I didn't know. You know, I don't know you that well like that. Hey, I just want to send my condolences. I lost my dad last year, early last year. You know, Charles lost his dad, I think, last year too, or the year before. But, yeah, I just want to send my condolences on that, man.
For sure. Good luck, man. Yeah, man. You know, but, hey, it's just getting things in order, man. You know, new mindset.
Yes, sir.
You know,
I definitely understand. I ain't want to throw off too much
adjusted,
football.
You know?
I know it's football season. I ain't want to get all emotional and throw that out there. But I didn't know, so I had to, you know, I just felt it was right to say that at least.
No, man. So that's life, man. We human, man. Just like your boy said, Jason said, man. Human, man. Being a human, man, that's a good thing, man. That's life, man. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, slowly but surely, you know, you get back in gear in certain things. But
that's right.
You know, some things just change for life. You know what I'm saying? So
That's right.
Man. But, you know, I bleed blue all day. You know what I'm saying? It's just this year was tough. You know, it's a blow. It's different. So, you know,
you're going to be up here October 7th, too, then, right?
Right.
You coming up?
What was that? Yeah, man.
You coming up to Charlotte?
Wifey talking about, you know, coming up to Charlotte, too. So, you know, we getting everything together.
Oh.
You know, wifey's blowed up. You know, she got one in a bun in the oven. So, you know, we trying to see what we're going to do. So, you know, we're trying to get that one. She's one against the two out-of-town games before, you know, she drops. So, that's definitely going to be one. I hear y'all on the phone talking and stuff, and I'm like, damn, should I bring my wife on this one, man? You know what I'm saying? I'm here.
You
I'm here
might
want to
come
about
solo,
talking
big
solo,
old.
Dolo. You know what I'm saying? So
you
I'm like,
come
man,
solo.
I don't know, man. You know, so I ain't even proposed that yet. So I think I might want
to. Oh, if you come in solo, you need to start working on that now. You better start getting your game plan together now. It's going to take a year for that on. You got to start the Jedi mind tricks right now.
I feel you, man. Hey, man, but going back to that Giants thing, man, that Eli thing, man. Hey, I'm not gonna be worried right now because again it's week one, again it's a
right.
new
exactly.
offense,
exactly.
It's a new offense. Defense always get going quick because they just know it. You run a package, man. You run you call the coverage, you call the play, you just go. You know what I'm saying? Anybody roll flow in your zone, you got this. It's much easier to play defense. To run a new offense and be cooking, you know what I'm saying? So, Flowers, I'm not worried about it. Again, it's a new offense. He will get going because last year they was pretty quiet on his on the left at that left tackle. At later in the season, he wasn't having that much trouble. I wasn't hearing that much, so you know he had settled in a little bit. So, I'm not worried about it, man. I really think he's gonna settle in that right tackle position. That offensive line going to gel. It's the first week, so they got plenty of weeks to gel. Next week they're gonna put their hat against another team against Cleveland, and you know Cleveland this year I really think them boys gonna do something, man. Not to say they're gonna have a bust out year and win a lot of games, but they're damn sure winning like six.
I've been saying the same thing. They're going to make it to the playoffs, but I don't see them winning one game. I see them competitive team, man. They did a hell of a haul over, man. Right, they did a hell of a haul, and I see some things going on, and I see some attitudes changing.
So it's crazy that it's against us. We see Cleveland for the first preseason game, and we see Jaguars for the first regular season game. So that these are games that is not going to be easy, man. So they're going to be. I'm excited to see this, man. The offensive line, know they're going to have to put some hats on some people. I'm pulling for Jalapeo to be that center. I'm pulling for him, man. I hope he does win that center position because I think he has that hog molly in him. But I'm not worried, man. One thing I am worried about, though, man. Hey, Martin, that outside linebacker, man. I hope he don't ever have to drop into coverage. I hope we just have people run Murnsky. I'm telling you, son. Oh my God, Evans Ingram made this man look. And I know Evans is fast and everything, but that's not a good idea to have him, you know, out there in coverage.
I'm gonna be honest though. Evan Ingram gonna do that to most linebackers in the league, man.
other than your really quick twitch guys. He gonna do that except for like Daylon Smith or you know, what's the boy
Shaq
for
Thompson,
Jaguars?
Shaq Thompson.
Shaq Thompson. People like that, he's not gonna
Thomas
do that.
Thomas Davis.
Thomas Davis gonna get burned. He lost his step. He lost his step. Everybody's
know,
on
man.
Roids.
Go
man.
Ahead, leave him alone.
But,
leave him alone.
Yeah, man. You're right, man. I saw that, I was like, oh my God. You know, I hope nobody.
I'm gonna tell you what I think, Vigo.
You know, because you put a Darren Sproles or somebody out there on them like that, same thing.
Yeah.
You know,
it's a wrap.
Yeah, you know, so I'm just saying. I'm, you know, when you're a defensive. I like defense, man. I'm a defensive guy. I like to watch offense. I like to watch what they do. I like to see the mismatches. Something like that I see, man, I'm going to tear you up. I'm going to tear you up until you get them out of there. You know, I'm going to throw you. I'm going to hit you up until you get them out of there or figure it out. Because those are things. That's what makes a good defensive coordinator, a good coaching staff. When you can see something, man, and say, this will be a problem. Somebody sees this, man.
Yep.
We got to watch. We got to know when to put that package out there and when not to. You know, so.
Hey, I'm with you,
man.
I'm excited.
I told you about that other guy, too, that Dante Dale, whatever. Man, that, I don't know. That little sucker there, man, we might have a diamond in the rough right there, man. That dude there look good on first, man. I'm serious.
Hey,
he's looking good.
Here we go. It's time for him to go ahead and mature out, man. We done had him on the team for 3 years, so it's time for him to step up and play that slot role. He's a smaller guy, but it's time for him to – he's been around long enough now to translate over to something, man. But, hey, Big O, we're going to come back around on you. Yeah, I think with Dante Dion, too. I'm going to just throw this in before we go to the next caller, which is Steve in L.A. But I think that he got some pressure on him with William Gay being brought on and then Haley from Penn State being brought on. And then they had signed Sam Beal before he got hurt. But I think that put a lot of pressure on Dante Dion, too, to perform. He wasn't guaranteed to make the cut this year, man, before Beal went out. So, you know, hey, he stepped up. He looking good. Let's hope it translate over to, to some
That's one thing, David. Charles, that's one thing David Gettleman going to do. David Gettleman going to have some real competition. He going to play them games. He's going to have you battling for your position. And some people, I ain't going to lie, sometimes you can have all the talent, man. Some people do crack under that pressure. So I don't know the guy you're talking about, but you got to be able to handle that pressure because David Gettleman going to bring that competition. That's one thing I know about him.
That's true. I agree with you, man. I'm seeing it firsthand. You're right. But, hey, Steve, how you doing, man?
Hey, can you come back around to me? I got a work phone call.
Oh, I sure can. Yep. All right, we'll come back around to Steve. Let's go to the next caller, man. We got about two more calls that came on through the line. Let's see. One dropped off. Let's see. Area code 252. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Hello?
Okay. Yeah. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing, brother?
Good. What's your name? Where you calling from?
My name's Kevin. I'm calling from Greenville, North Carolina.
Oh. Okay.
Greenville.
You're a Giants fan, Panther fan? Any other NFL team fan?
I'm G's up 100%.
Big Blue. That's what. Hey.
Yeah, no doubt. I'm from New York.
Man. Okay.
Man.
Okay.
We're proud of all y'all Giants fans, man. I'm gonna get some Panther fans on here.
What can you do?
Nah, that was the whole reason I called in. I was getting some information.
Hey.
Some preseason info.
Yeah, man. What's your thoughts so far? I know it's just been like a week of training camp, but what's your thoughts so far as what you're seeing?
Man, I'm it's looking good, man. As far as like everybody was saying, like Eli was washed up, you know what I'm saying? But he needed help, man. He can't do it by himself.
Right. That's true.
I still think they need to work on the offensive line.
What?
Okay.
Why you saying that, Charles? Let me say this because this is about Eli. I don't care how Eli looked in the preseason. I'm telling you, Shermer gonna keep his trust on being Eli, man. I'm gonna tell you that right now. I don't care how good Webb looked. He gonna trust Eli. I'm just throwing it out there. I could be wrong. I think he's gonna put. I don't care how Eli looks. He gonna trust Eli.
I understand that, but you gotta think you can't have a one-dimensional offense. Just hike the ball and throw it to the wide receiver coming across the middle. You need a running game. You need a line. You need all that. And Eli didn't have that. He's just now starting to get it.
That's what I said.
That's true.
You got it now.
That's why I said they need to work on the line. He got the tight end. You know what I'm saying? He needed those pieces, man. When you have a one dimensional offense, all you gotta do is send the blitz every time.
That's true.
Yep. That's true. The O line, I think that I like Hernandez a lot. I think Solder be solid. The center in flux, and I like the guy from Jacksonville we got, Omama, I think that's how you say his name. But Flowers is shaky still. I just got to see it translate over on the field. And the center position.
They should have been got rid of Flowers, man.
I could see that, man. I mean, he's really struggled over the last few years, man.
At a left tackle, that's your quarterback's blind spot. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's got to be solid.
Most experts,
especially when you're talking about a one dimensional offense where all they do is throw the ball and your left tackle is weak.
That's true.
You have no running game. You can't run a play action if you ain't got no running game.
Well, let me ask you this. This is the last question I ask you, man, and then we'll move on. You can definitely hang out with us and listen on. What's your thoughts about Barkley, man? And just, you know, he hadn't done anything. He's a rookie, but what's your overall thoughts, if any, on Barkley? And then we'll come back around to you.
I think he's promising as far as running backs go. We haven't had anything like that really since Tiki. You know what I'm saying? We had Bradshaw, we had Jacobs. You know what I'm saying? But that was, you know, I'm talking about as far as coming out of college. You know what I'm saying? Top running back. We haven't had that in a long time. And a wide receiver, tight end. All we need, I think, we just need to solidify the offensive line, and the defense needs to keep doing what they've been doing.
Hey, I agree with you, man. I like everything you done said. Hey, brother, we're gonna come back around and you know, hang out, listen on, man. We got some more football talk, man. Some more Giants talk. We're gonna bring on Mike Black. Mike Black,
what's going on, man?
Man,
hey, at the end
you,
of the day. Yeah. At the end of the day, again, Flowers. I thought Flowers was moved to the right side because with Solder on the left. But anyway, I guess they should have maybe tried to get a backup tackle behind Flowers because listen, I mean, you're sitting on a dead weight, Jerry, whatever. This guy's not up to snuff, man. I like everything we've done on the line, maybe with the exception of that. Maybe get somebody solid in there. I know we couldn't do everything in a year as far as the Giants go, but I definitely, if Flowers doesn't pan out this year, I think it's time to move him, man. It's time to move on from that era and solidify that. So I'm looking for Barkley to have a breakout year, man. I think this guy, even if he just runs to the left side, I think we got to be solid over there behind Hernandez and Solder. And I'm loving that. I'm loving that aspect of that part of the line being vastly improved, greatly
Me
improved.
Too. Me too. Me too.
And not only that, but if you can get that going, think what that does for Odell, what it does for Shepard, what it does for, you know, the tight end Ethan, Evan Engram. Just look what it does for every other aspect of your offense. You know, we're tired of going three and out. We've been going three and out for years, man. We're tired of that. What's up?
Now, you in Philly right now, ain't you?
No, no, no. I'm already back home. That was last weekend.
Oh, okay.
I'm already back. I came back Monday.
Gotcha. Okay. I don't know how Tone got cut off, man, but he's back
I'm
now.
Back? Yeah, I got the
Tom
phone
Hill,
in my
Tom.
Pocket.
What's up,
Tom
Black?
Hill, Tom.
What's up with you, man?
Man, I can't call it. How you enjoyed Philly?
I did. You know, I was behind enemy lines, but and they know what's up. They know what's up. Of course, they think they're going
to
repeat.
You know what I always say, Black man? I've been to Philly a couple of times. I always say, boy, that's one place you can't go and be fake. You got to keep it real up there in Philly, boy.
No doubt.
Can't go up there playing no Philly games up there in Philly. They'll pull your card quick up there, boy.
Yeah. And they know me. So I was in good hands. But
that's good.
Yeah. At the end of the day, you know, not to turn it into a giant show, but at the end of the day, man, these guys need to produce. They got a long way to go as far as from last year, what they did last year. And nothing's given to them, man. Nothing. This is a new slate, almost a completely new team from the GM down. So
and,
they got a lot to
Black,
prove, man.
And, Black, I was muted. I wanted to say something about the O-line, about Flowers. I'm going to tell you something, man. I know Gettleman. Gettleman will out him. Gettleman will get rid of that dude. If he ain't up to snuff like you said, trust me, he won't last. And he won't let you go the year. If he see you a liability, he'll cut you, man. So don't be surprised if he ain't looking good even in camp. He'll get rid of him. But he's going to have good competition over there, trust me. He might not even win the job. Somebody could come out of nowhere. He's going to get them undrafted free agents that's real hungry, too.
Hey, Tone, and not only that, but understand why. You know why. Because this is Gettleman's stamp on this thing. This is his. Basically, he rolling this out. It's like a car with your name on it. He rolling this thing out, and it's got to be right. And, you know, his standards are high. So he's not just going to come out there just half-stepping. You know what I mean? He's going to come strong. He's going to come hard. And he got his personal stamp on it. So you got to love that.
Yeah, and everybody that lines up on that field, everybody that lines up starting on that field for y'all opening day, going to want to play football. That's one thing. Another thing about him, man, he don't play that half, going half-ass, man. He go hard in them film room. He wants you to go hard. If you don't go hard, you won't be on that field. Trust and believe that.
Yeah, well, I'm just really excited for G6, a sim, having been physically out there. And looking at these kids in living color, you gotta love that. They got a sneak peek, a preview, as far as at least talent wise, what's to come. So, big up to you.
Hey, Black, I appreciate you, man. Let's see, we're gonna come back around. Try to come back around. We got about 15 minutes, but Steve, you still on?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, what's going on, man?
Oh, not much. You know, address various things.
I know you're on that West Coast time, man.
Yeah.
Steve, you're in the middle of them wildfires, are you? You away from that?
No, that's up in Northern California. No, we're okay
here. Oh,
that's
Redding. That's up there in Redding, right?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
I
see the smoke.
Living in West LA, I avoid most of the natural disasters here. So I'm not in the area of the wildfires. I'm not in the area of the mudslides. You know, earthquakes can happen anywhere, so can't avoid that.
Right.
But the other natural disasters, just where I am, I tend to avoid them. And
so,
I'm in Beverly Hills.
West
so
LA, let me ask you this. I don't want to get too far off of sports, but West LA, are you near Venice Beach?
No. I live in Beverly Hills.
Oh, you that way. Okay, I got you.
Yeah. So even the riots generally
there.
Stop at Beverly Hills, so there you go.
Gotcha.
But what was I going to say? So first thing, you know, Eli Manning always looks bad. in training camp and preseason. I mean, I never really take too much out of it, out of him looking bad. He always looks bad. But, you know, he manages to turn it on in the regular season. Not always, but, you know, so I'm not going to take too much out of this. I mean, it's nice to see that Webb looks good. I don't know how much they believe in him since they drafted Laletta, but I hope he works out. You know, it's hard to take much out of training camp because it's like, you know, they're playing against
it
themselves.
Is.
So for all you know, both units are terrible, and they're, you know, but they're playing against each other. So one of them's going to look good. What was I going to say? You know, I mean, look, they have talent. They have talent on defense, but it's going to take time to gel under that system. I remember in 2007, I mean, their defense looked really bad the first 2 weeks, and it just looked like it was going to be a disaster. And then at the end of that third game against the Redskins, all of a sudden, like, it just seemed like the light came on. And they were, you know, they figured out Spagnuolo's system, and then they were a much better defense. But if you went by those first two games, I mean, against Dallas and the Packers, they were shredded, like, up, like, they were completely shredded in those games. And it just looked like, I mean, I went into 2007 thinking they were going to be a terrible team. I mean, honestly, I was completely wrong about that season. I thought it was going to be a rebuilding season and they weren't going to go anywhere. So I'm not going to take too much out of, you know, it's going to take them time. I mean, the idea that they're going to hit the ground, they have a new offense and a new defense. And a bunch of new players. The idea that they're going to hit the ground right, and their best player on offense is coming off a major injury. So the idea that they're going to, you know, just hit the ground running and everything's going to click, I think it's a little unrealistic. I mean, it's going to take time for them to figure out who they are. And the problem is that they have a terrible schedule in the beginning of the year. So I wouldn't be surprised if this team opens up badly, like 2-6, 3-5, but then finds their footing in the second half of the year. I mean, that's just... it's going to be a struggle. You know, in terms of Flowers, I mean, look, there's a limit to how many people you can sign and how many people you can draft. And I mean, they've drafted a veteran signed a veteran for the left tackle. And, you know, for right tackle, I mean, if Flowers doesn't work out, I mean, they're probably just going to wait for cuts from other teams and get one of these veterans that, you know, shake free. I mean, I don't think right now there's not much they can do because everyone's got, you know, their full rosters. But as the preseason goes on and you have cuts, then you're going to see people shake free, and they may have to get one of those guys to fill in.
Well, I got to agree with you, Steve, on just about everything, man. Realistically, my expectations are low for the Giants this year. I am excited that we have some new brains in the building, if you will, and some new eyes. I do like the players that we acquired in the draft and free agency. I think Gettleman's taking the team right back where getting us back on track to where we need to be and where we're coming from. I agree with everything, man. I think that I just want to be competitive, but I know that it's going to take. I'm giving us 3 years. What's this, 18? I'm giving us a three-year window. In that third year, I'm hoping that there's enough pieces in place that we can, be consistent and make a run at the Super Bowl again, man. But will Eli be the quarterback? That remains to be seen. But I think with all the other pieces that they're building on and putting around the quarterback position, they're almost making it very easy for a Webb or whoever to take the helmet at some point. You're going to have every weapon that you need at your disposal. So hopefully they can get the O-line together in the next year or two and complete the process maybe by that, you know, in the next 2 or 3 years, and that we'll have a solid, consistent O-line and things of that nature. But I agree with you, Steve. I can't even lie. I agree with you wholeheartedly.
I mean, look, the nice thing about this year, at least, is even if they have a bad record, I mean, they certainly don't lack for exciting players. So, you know, if they start out slow and they're not going anywhere, you know, it'll still be nice to watch Barkley, you know, get better. It'll still be nice to watch those weapons on offense. So it's not, they may not play well, but they're not going to be boring. It's not going to be like last year. It was just a disaster to watch them on offense. It was just, you know, it was boring. They were terrible.
Oh,
and,
man.
And, you know, it's not going to be like that this year. So, you know, they may not get a lot of wins, but at least it'll be interesting to watch. So that'll be good.
That's true. That's true. Well, Steve, hey, we appreciate you calling in, man. Hang out with us for a minute. We're going to I don't know if we'll get back around to everybody, but we'll bring Jason back on for the time being. Jason?
Yes.
Hey, no. Give us a one-minute final thought, man.
Real quick. Hey, Mike Black, if he's still out there, I need to get a personal text message that you're taking the show off. You're taking the night off from the show. I was really, me and Isaiah, we need to be on that show and be heard. Eric Flowers, real quick. Eric Flowers, it doesn't matter what anybody thinks. He's probably going to play for another team this year anyway. They didn't sign it, offer him his tender, so he's gone no matter what. Whether they cut him, I don't think he really cares. I think the leverage is against the Giants on that. They already know that. And the last thing I want to say, Tony was saying something that Pat Shurmur trusts Eli Manning. I want to actually agree with Tony on that. Pat Shurmur trusts him for his 8-game leash, because if whatever their record is, if they're mathematically eliminated, he's done. There's no reason to play Eli Manning if they are mathematically eliminated after 8 games into their bye week. There's no reason to.
And I agree with that, Jason. All I'm saying is I don't care what they look like in the preseason. When you line up week one, you got to go with Eli Manning. You just have to. I don't care if Webb turns it out in the preseason. Maybe Eli's leash would be shorter. He'll probably have a shorter leash if Webb turns it out in the preseason. But you got to go with Eli Manning, man. I mean, that's just, to me, that's common sense.
All right. Jason, appreciate your final thoughts, man. Sam, give us about a minute. Any final thoughts you got?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh. Sam.
He put
Sim, okay. Sim must be doing something. Let's go to who is next on the board? Let's go to
Big O.
Was it Big O? Yeah, it was Big O. Big O. Big O.
Man, everybody put their phone down. They watching the rerun of Power, man.
Let's go to Kevin.
Yo, what's going on, bro?
Hey, give me one minute final thought, man, on anything you're looking forward to seeing in the next week, preseason, anything like that from the Giants.
Well, honestly, I think this, man, as far as this is like a year for a resurgence for Eli to show, you know, that he's not washed up. You know what I'm saying? For the simple fact, you know what I'm saying? He just didn't have the pieces in place that he needed. He's never been an athletic quarterback. He's not a Cam Newton. He's never been that. Basically, he's like a coach that's on the field. So he needs those other pieces. You know what I'm saying? He can read the defense. He can read all that, but he's not going to outrun anybody. He's not athletic, but he needs that O-line. He needs those pieces in place for him to be successful. And that whole debacle last year about them benching him, look, they put in the more athletic quarterback, and what happened with that? Same thing. Pieces weren't there.
Right.
So
exactly.
I think Eli should ride off into the sunset, man. I think he should finish, you know, his career as a Giant. I think he'll be successful his last year or two as a Giant. And I don't think he's washed up yet. He's never been a Cam Newton. He's not going to outrun anybody. He's not going to take a bootleg and run up the side. He's not going to do all that. He's never been that, even when he was a rookie. So
that's true.
You're right, and just to tell, to go off what Kev's saying, that actually buys Eli a couple of more years. As long as you can protect him and he got a running game, him not being that gives him a few more years of football, actually.
That's true. But I say this, tell me to bring, he hit me on the inbox on Facebook, man. He did tell me to tell you, what's up with that Cam Newton picture, man, floating around, man. We got to bring that
polo,
up.
Man. Y'all know nothing about staff, Charles. Y'all
see, we do.
He got a polo on and some khaki. What are y'all tripping off
bro,
of?
Bro, I knew I knew Panther fans were gonna say that. Oh man, that's expensive. That outfit cost $10,000, bro. The dude is fruity as Alizé, man.
You know? He's fruity with three kids and a beautiful girl, boy. If he's fruity, boy, he's fooling the hell out of everybody. That's all I can say.
I think he got 3-1 on the way, don't he?
Nah, he just had it. He just had his third one, like in the last month or two or something like that.
Now I'm just mad.
I guess he's playing a hell of a game. Now, I'm going to keep it real with you, though, Charles. Cam is his own. He on some other, I admit, he on some other shit, man. He on some other shit, but it ain't cause he's gay. he don't look for nobody's approval from nobody, man. He kind of go out there with that stuff, I ain't going to lie. But that's kind of him.
Right.
I mean, that's all. He been like that, wearing them crazy hats. I mean, he just crazy, man.
Hey, Kevin told me, Bruce Jenner got kids, man, so. Hey, just putting it out there.
Man. Oh, man, don't do that, Cam. Please don't do that. Lord have mercy.
Hey,
he was an athlete, too.
He was an athlete, too.
Oh, my God.
I think Bruce Jenner dressed better. Anyway, none of that have anything really to do with sports, but at the end of the day, isn't that what we do? We do sports all day, every day. Somebody get a message to Jason. Tell Jason I'm going to email him a punch in the face. Now, that's not a physical threat. He really takes it serious, man. You know what I'm saying? Somebody give him my email. Something's wrong with him. Isaiah, one thing. Anyway, man, I just continued success on the show. We can't keep talking, but continued success on the show. Keep doing what y'all do, man. I ride with you. You know that.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna make a special appearance on your show Friday night, man. It's training camp time, so gotta make a special appearance on your show and rock the house.
I'm always working, Chalk. When you get ready to get on, can you just shoot me a text, man, so I can call in too? Cause I be meaning to call in, and just Friday I forget.
We'll do.
And he do tag me. Yeah, just let me know, and I'm gonna call in too.
Tell him I'm waiting for basketball season to get Tone on the line. We talk Tar Heels. See if they can bounce back.
Hey, you know that, but hey, we're gonna rock your show Friday night, Black. We got to rock it out,
sir.
Man. I'm gonna get Kevin the details too.
I'm bringing a Panther flavor on there Friday, Black. All right.
Hey, we gotta go, but we got about 30 seconds. But yeah, I'm gonna send some people to the show Friday night, Black man.
All right,
Sports
all right,
Code.
What's up?
Yeah. We got you. But hey, thanks for everybody for calling. And we're gonna see you next week, same time, 8:00. 646-668-8083, man. Give us a call. We're gonna talk sports. Everybody have a good night. See you next week. Fly high.